losing the self. It happens, is happening, all the time. Ask the young couple who just returned from their honeymoon in Montparnasse, shaking their suitcases out above the white sheet they've spread on the hardwood floor of their new townhome. Nothing. Or the widow, just after church, Easter 2004, who's convinced it's somewhere, the place that only exists if you never find it, her truck just sitting there week after week, grazing the driveway, adjusting its shadow. One day you wake up, your bowl filled with kashi or cranberries, wrinkled as wet testicles, and sense it roaming the maze of the body, seeking an outlet, rushing to your feet when you stand up, to your head when you bend down to sweep a broken decanter. Suddenly you're anyone. One minute it's that boy trapped in a perpetual loop reciting the poems of extinct insects. Another it's the golden-haired botanist growing orchids in a swamp. Yesterday you were that girl no one taught about math. It was raining. Just this morning, for instance, for about 3 hours, you were your neighbor, 20 pounds overweight and balding, recently divorced, dancing slowly, happily upon his porch, embracing the emptiness, gazing coyly into her sunglasses, whispering to God. You recall it quite clearly, or someone does. A small, iridescent butterfly clinging to the vine of the climbing jasmine, which freshens the air. A male grackle perched on an old antenna, planted like a winterized maple in the lawn.